Welcome to another show of Highlights.
Highlights Radio. Sorry for the delay.
Yeah, sorry about that.
We're running a bit late this morning.
Slow morning, you know. It was a day off of school
yesterday
so like it feels like a Monday morning to us. But we're here and better than ever.
Sure are.
Yeah, so we got some really fun stuff planned for you guys today. Fun themes.
A lot to catch up on.
Yeah, a lot to catch up on. So, stick around. We'll be right back with some music. And this song is not part of the theme, but the next song we play will be part of the theme. So start putting your thinking caps on.
We've got a theme today.
We've got a theme today.
it is what it is. Habits kick the age old curse. I tend to laugh whenever I'm sad. Stare at the crash, it actually works. Making amends, the shit never ends. Wrong again, wrong again. The way life goes, joy riding down our road. Lay on the horn to prove that it haunts me. Oh, I love you, I'm sorry. The way life goes, I won't speak in code. I hope that I don't, I won't make it about me. I love you, I'm sorry.
Wow. Such a
beautiful,
good one. Such a good
so
live
that
version.
Was I Love You, I'm Sorry, live from Vivo, Gracie Abrams.
Yeah. Nice.
And it's a great one. We love that song.
We have so much to catch up on, actually, because Zoe wasn't here last time. But if our highlighters remember, Nina stepped in. So thank you for doing that, Nina. Good morning, Nina. And Zoe, we're back and better, so now you have 2 weeks of updates to share.
True. I don't even remember what.
Let her set up right now. Okay, we have basically all of November to go through for you.
Basically.
Truly.
let me think. Okay, well, starting off strong, November, the first weekend of November was Halloween. So we had a great time, dressed up. Jane and I dressed up as Rowley and
Greg
from Diary of a Wimpy Kid. We also dressed up as Dorothy, and Jane was Dorothy and I was her red slipper.
Some may say, oh, Zoe, why weren't you like Scarecrow, Tin Man, Toto, like any other character? But she just,
I didn't want to be.
She wanted to be Dorothy's red slipper.
Let I thought it'd be funny. And it was.
It was great.
We had a lot of fun that weekend. And then last week, the week after was, you know, pretty chill. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. I can't even remember now.
But anyway, we could talk about this past weekend because it's fresh in our minds.
Fresh.
So, Jane had an exciting weekend.
Actually, I think I told you guys before before we went, but I was visiting the Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio. Super fun. We went for Saturday was game day. OSU played Purdue and they won. And I visited some friends there. And it was awesome. Totally different than Tufts. And I feel like we've done this before of like, oh, what? Compare your college experiences. That whole deal. And it was great. Really fun.
So how is it so different, though?
Like, it was just huge.
Just huge.
Yeah.
Tufts is so tiny.
Yeah, Tufts is so little. And, like, the football, like, it was bigger than, like, a normal stadium.
Really?
So it felt. Yeah, it was probably not.
But still, even if it's a normal stadium, think about Tufts.
I know, bleachers versus, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, an entire stadium.
Yeah, so that was pretty crazy. It was really cool.
That's so much fun. And first time in Ohio.
First time in Ohio. I'd never been to Ohio. It was very flat. Which, like, of course, it's
flat.
Ohio.
So true.
But even, like, we walked around the campus and I was like, wow, like, this is all flat. Like, the difference with Tufts is you can look straight ahead and not be able to see because everything's on a hill. But when it's all flat, like, you can see everything.
That
like,
would be so weird to go to school on a flat campus. I feel like we've talked about this before. But, like, to go to school on a flat campus.
Yeah, it just, we don't know
so
it.
So weird.
Yeah, it's like, you from CARM, you could see the SEC.
Wow.
If it was
Imagine.
All flat. Maybe
It'd
not
be so much
all
easier
it.
To not get lost.
Yeah.
Those first few weeks.
Yeah, honestly, like, it's like a Like, even looking at it, it's like, it's a mountain.
Yeah.
It's crazy. What else? It's been super warm here.
Yeah. It's been weird here. Like, it was very warm last week. And it got a little chillier this weekend. But still, not as cold as it should be in mid-November. Like, I was Friday, I feel like you'd still expect, like, nights to be cold.
Mm-hmm.
It was not. Like, Sunday night, I remember I was walking outside in, like, a sweatshirt, and I felt completely, I felt so perfectly bundled up.
She was bundled.
So, it's weird.
Sure was bundled.
Eerie. It was windy and chilly this morning, though, so
yeah.
We'll see. I think yesterday was the last day it'll be, like, above 60. That's my guess.
The real question is, when do I lose my AC unit?
Oh.
I still had it on last night.
I got rid of it.
Really?
So long ago. But I didn't have to. I feel like you could lose. Let's see. What's up, weather?
What's up, weather? New
it's
segment.
It's only going to be in, like, the mid-50s for the next 10 days.
50s is kind of warm, no? No?
No. I don't know. To each their own.
To each their own. So true.
So, yeah, it's been... Yeah, so here in Medford, it was a nice, relaxing weekend. Didn't do too much. We went to Harvard yesterday.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
It was fun. Did some work.
Did Harvard have classes?
In the Harvard facilities. I don't think so. Or not
so
that
were
I could tell.
A lot of students around?
There were a lot of students around. Oh, they might have had class. I don't want to.
What's your favorite establishment in Harvard Square? We don't really talk about Harvard that much.
Harvard is so nice.
I love it. It's great.
The Kava. I'm kidding. I just love Kava. It's the closest Kava to us. Honestly, Hong Kong.
Yeah. So true.
I love Hong Kong. What's yours?
Well, my favorite restaurant in all of Greater Boston area is Daedalus.
Yeah.
Which is a hidden gem, if you will, some may say. And they actually just opened a sister restaurant called the Sea Hag, which is right next door. But my also another low-key Harvard establishment is the chocolate shop. You know it?
No.
The one like...
Oh, yeah. Like, I see that.
Down, like, L.A. Burdick, I think it's called. It might not be.
It's, I like, drove down past by, it like, yesterday, I think.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, if people like hot chocolate, like, the type of hot chocolate that's, like, only tastes like chocolate.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's so good, but it always hurts my stomach after. Well, yeah. Not specifically there, just, like...
Hot chocolate tastes like chocolate.
Like, that type of hot chocolate.
Yeah. Really rich.
Rich. That's the
rich
word.
Rich hot chocolate. Yeah.
I like when foods are described as rich.
Rich.
I, like, remember where I was when I first heard that, and I was like, huh.
Where were you?
In, like, the third grade wing of my elementary school.
Aww. That's cute. It's so, like, it's almost like an onomatopoeia.
Rich?
Rich.
Yeah, like, yeah, honestly, and I feel like it's usually about, like, dark chocolate.
Yeah.
What else can be described
or
as
like,
rich? I guess, like, some flavors can be super rich. Like,
it's usually dessert,
really.
Though. It is usually dessert.
Yeah, is it? Fans, let us know. Like, name something besides
or
chocolate
like
that's rich.
A beef stew.
Like savory?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out Julia. Good morning, Julia. Made beef, what was it called? Beef bouillon.
Bouillon.
Beef bouillon in her crock pot last week. I didn't
and
try it.
And it was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's still a lot left, so you can still try it.
Great.
Well, we had it for dinner.
Yeah.
One night this weekend. And it was really good.
Oh, good. Nice.
Yeah. It was a very, like, tough weekend.
Good.
Like, we went to the dance show, SOC, shout out Spirit of the Creative.
Shout out SOC.
SOC.
Spirit of the Creative.
We went to, like, a bar one night, and it was all Tufts people.
Where?
It was called State Park in Kendall.
Fun.
And it was a lot of fun. And we were like, oh, let's go to this bar. And then we get there, and it was, like, all Tufts people. It was so
Wait,
random.
You guys just had the idea to go?
No, like, someone told us, like, oh, like, we should go here tonight.
Was
and I guess
the theme of it, like, state parks?
No, was it like state park.
Oh, because I had, like, a vision of, like, a bar that would be...
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be,
But
like,
it was park-y. Really cool because it was only vinyl night. So cool. They were only playing vinyl records.
Oh,
and it sounded
cool.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, we're getting some feedback from our highlighters. Beef stew would be more hearty than rich. And honestly, I kind of agree.
Yeah. What's another food that you can describe as rich?
Yeah. Yeah, like, I feel like meat is, like, hearty. Or, like, chili is, like, hearty, but not really rich. So, yeah. Thank you for your feedback, fans.
So, is it really desserts?
No. I feel like we're still thinking on it. TBD. State Park. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, it was great. We'll go back. And it was just like, yeah, very Tufts vibes.
Yeah, good.
But not much else besides us going to Harvard, honestly. That wasn't very Tufts of us.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but
another thing coming up, which we mentioned this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Zoe's going to Canada.
The Eras Tour in Canada.
Wow. Remember when we, like, first told them? That feels like so long ago.
I know, right? Now it's here.
So, yeah, tell us
I'm
about
so excited. We're leaving Friday. Gonna drive. It's in Toronto. So we're driving first to Syracuse.
Nice.
And then
go
Friday night, sleep, and then drive there Saturday morning, stop at Niagara Falls on
the way. Nice. I've never been.
Me either. Very excited.
Yeah.
And then the concert is Saturday night. So get there Saturday and then drive home Sunday.
Wow.
That's, there it is.
Yeah, Niagara Falls is going to be cool. It's, like, famous.
It's really famous.
Like, do you think it's more famous because we're from New York? Like,
no, I think it's, like, super famous.
Yeah. That's so fun.
Yeah. So, it'll be really fun. It'll definitely be a lot of, like, traveling.
Yeah.
But driving. But it's okay. It's totally worth it.
Yeah. I bet it'll be really pretty drives, too.
Yeah. I bet it will be. It's going to be beautiful. And I'm so excited to see her.
Yeah. I'm
it's
so
just, like, I can't even imagine. I have to figure out my outfit.
I can't believe she's still doing it.
I know.
Like, I feel like the hype... Oh, we should talk about the Grammy nominees.
But, oh, true.
I feel like she's literally been doing this nonstop.
I know. It's crazy.
It's crazy. And, like, once you see it live, like, the energy at each show,
it's
I don't
crazy.
Know how she does it for so long.
I don't
long.
Know how she hasn't, like, needed to get, like, a new knee or something. I don't even know.
I know. You'll stop
or a new
in.
Heart. Yeah.
Stop in Syracuse. Go Orange.
Yeah.
You can say hi to Natasha. Good morning, Natasha. Yay, Syracuse.
Yay, Syracuse. I've never been to Syracuse either.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That'll be so fun. Pull up these Grammy nominees.
Yeah, I'm
actually curious.
What's
I don't
up,
think
Grammys?
What's up, Grammys? And, of course, when we get closer to the Grammys, we'll have a show dedicated to Grammy nominees.
Yeah.
But keep thinking of the theme. I feel like it's...
Yeah.
Every song's been relevant to it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Record of the year. We got Now and Then, the Beatles. That's cool. So, like,
oh.
Who would accept it? Just, like, Paul McCartney and...
Yeah. Wait, wasn't Now and Then... Didn't they, like, use AI?
Yeah, something like that.
That would be really cool. I feel like you could write, like, an
I
essay
on that. I
hope
it wins something.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
Yes.
Maybe before the Grammys, we'll do a show. This theme wouldn't be a secret. This would be like a theme show.
Yeah.
Where we just like go through all the Grammy nominees.
Totally. Wait, what are the Grammys?
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter.
Oh, classic. Wow. Actually,
360, Charlie.
Nice. Love her.
Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish. These are all really good. Not Like Us, Kendrick Lamar.
Oh.
That must be awkward for Drake.
Yeah.
He didn't get nominated. Good luck, babe. Chaperone.
Aw, I hope she gets something.
Yeah. I feel like she... Wow, she
I'm
get?
Surprised it's good luck, babe, and not, like...
I know.
Pink Pony Club?
Like, same with, like, the next one, like, Fortnite, Taylor Swift featuring Post Malone. Like,
oh,
why is
what?
It
Yeah.
And it was usually, like, the most popular one.
Fortnite was not... Was it popular?
I feel like it was. Like, on radios.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. On radios, like ourselves.
Yeah, for real. Okay. New Blue Sun on... This is album of the year. New Blue Sun, Andre 3000. Cowboy Carter, Beyonce. Short and Sweet, Sabrina Carpenter. Brat, Charlie XCX. Jesse, Volume 4, Jacob Collier. Hit Me Hard and Soft, Billie Eilish. The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess, Chapel Road.
Nice.
The Tortured Poet Society, Taylor Swift.
Honestly, I feel like...
Oh, Department. I don't know why I said society. That was weird.
Oh, because the guys. Movie.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it's going to be Beyonce. For album of the year.
Yeah. It could be Billie Eilish, low-key. They love Billie Eilish.
Yeah. I love her,
too. I don't think it's going to be Taylor Swift, though.
Well, is Taylor nominated for anything else? I feel like Taylor's going to get something.
No, she will. She's nominated for a lot. Song of the year. A bar song. Tipsy.
Oh, no.
What?
Sorry if anyone loves that song, but it's not my favorite.
It's not mine. A bar song. Birds of a Feather. Billie Eilish.
Yeah, totally.
Die with a Smile.
What?
That could be good. You don't like that song?
No, I like that song. I just didn't think it really took off.
Yeah, I guess.
If Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars accepted together, that'd be cute.
Fortnite, again. Good Luck, Babe, again.
Wait,
Not Like Us, again.
What category is this?
Please, 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 and Texas Hold'em. This is Song of the Year.
What's the difference between
song
and record?
So, I think song is like...
I feel like we went over this one.
Yeah.
I forget, though.
And it's like song... Okay, I'm going to look it up because I feel like I said it wrong last time.
I feel like it was like the song versus like the production.
Like the production, yeah. Or like the song is like the writing. The main difference between Grammy Awards Song of the Year and Record of the Year is that Song of the Year recognizes the song's composition, while the Record of the Year recognizes the recording of the song.
Okay.
So Song of the Year is more about songwriters.
But there's so much
the lyrics, the melodies, and then the record is like how it was recorded and produced. Mm. But they're always very similar nominations.
Yeah.
Which they don't have to be because they're kind of different.
Yeah.
Okay. New artist. Here we go. Benson Boone.
Oh.
Sabrina Carpenter.
She's not that new. She kind of is.
She's not new. Dochi. Sorry if I mispronounce any of these. Kruangbin, Ray, Chaperone, Shaboozy, and Teddy Swims. I went to a Teddy Swims concert.
What?
Oh my god. I went to a Teddy Swims concert this summer. Well, it was like at the Nationals baseball stadium. And it was like they had this thing this summer where they'd have like a baseball game and then someone would perform after.
Oh, cool!
And I went to I have to tell my fellow
Teddy Swimsers. I feel like for that category, I hope it's Chaperone, but I feel like it's gonna be Sabrina Carpenter. No hate to Sabrina, I love her too, but honestly, wasn't it that whole thing that like Chaperone didn't want the fame anymore, so like. What if she doesn't even go to the Grammys? She probably will.
I feel like she will.
Yeah.
She's got to. She's just like, I don't know, is she like really not going to release new music? Like, is she really over it?
No, she will.
Yeah.
Well, okay, next category.
Okay, producer of the year. Alicia. Durnus, D. Mile, Emil II. Ian Fitchuk, Mustard, and Daniel Nigro. Songwriter of the year, Jesse Alexander, Amy Allen, Edgar Barrera, Jesse, Joe, Dylan, and Ray.
Unsung heroes. Producers and
unsung.
Yeah.
Unsung heroes.
Literally. Oh my god, is that where it comes from? Wait, or did I just make that up? No, Unsung Heroes.
No, Unsung Heroes is the thing.
The songwriters and producers are such unsung heroes. Like, they're the magic behind all of this.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize a single name you just said.
Yeah. I know, and you probably know so many of their songs.
Yeah.
And they're just, like, screenwriters. Like, people don't really...
They are, like, not appreciated. I hope... Yeah. Do they get money for it? Honestly, maybe they'd rather that.
I don't know. Yeah, some people want to be famous. But I feel like everyone wants to be, like, acknowledged.
True.
So.
But, like...
But they're definitely acknowledged in the industry.
Maybe... Yeah, totally. Like, I feel like they're respected. Like, if you're known. Yeah.
Okay, best pop solo performance.
Taylor.
Bodyguard, Beyonce, Espresso, Sabrina, Apple, Charlie.
Oh, Charlie.
It might be Apple. Birds of a Feather and Good Luck, Babe.
I need to see all those performed. Oh,
this. This is going to be hard. Oh, this is going to be really hard.
Oh, my God.
Best pop duo group performance. Us. Gracie Abrams featuring Taylor Swift, Levi Jeans.
Oh my God, I love
Beyonce featuring Post Malone. Guess, Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish.
Wow.
The Boy Is Mine, Ariana Grande, Brandy and Monica, and Die with a Smile. Oh my God, guys,
those are this such might be the hardest duos.
One. This might be the hardest one. I don't know what I would. I love Die with a Smile. I love Levi's Jeans.
Yeah, and like. Beyonce and Post Malone as a duo is awesome.
Okay. And
so
us.
All of them.
I don't think it's going to be. I feel like it's going to be Levi G. It's just like so special.
But it's so special to us. It's not that famous.
It's not. True.
Well, I don't know. Maybe Die with a Smile.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. Wow. Chavel Rhone must have gotten so many. Wow. She got so many nominations.
She was
Best
huge.
Pop Vocal Album. Short and Sweet. Sabrina. Hit Me Hard and Soft, Billy. Eternal Sunshine, Ariana. Wow, they kind of skimped out on her.
No, but that's a big award.
But, like, what Both about any them? Songs? Or?
Yeah, true.
The Rise and Fall of Midwest Princess and the Tortured Poets Department.
Honestly, I hope Ariana gets that one, then.
Yeah. And I'm just going to stop there because there's so many that I could go for... the next 5 hours.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
To be continued.
To be continued. Really interesting stuff. And, yeah, definitely. We could do the thing where we, like, print them out and guess.
Yeah. You want to guess.
If you guys want to, maybe we'll post the form on our Instagram. And then if you guys want to do it, and you can send us
pictures. And we'll live stream.
And we'll live stream.
We'll go live on our Instagram.
And you can send us the results of yours. And we'll shout out the person with the best results.
Totally.
Maybe you'll get us. A very special shout out.
Yeah.
PSA time.
It seems like it's that time of the show. Oh, and how fitting. All right, this is Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Nice. Yep.
Totally. Yeah, autumn outdoor exercise. And honestly, these next 2 weeks are going to be like the last of the foliage.
Like I know, which leaves. Is so weird because we haven't really had the autumn weather with it.
I know. Wear sweater weather.
It's so confusing.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Like, our bodies haven't adjusted. Oh, what are we listening to right now?
This is Taylor Swift singing "I Want You Back" in 2011 live at a concert.
Aww.
So cute.
Yeah. If anyone thinks they know the theme, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
It's yeah. Well, I guess it's somewhat abstract today. Oh, thank you for this clarification. What is an unsung hero? An unsung hero is someone who performs valuable work or does great deeds without receiving the recognition or praise they deserve. Thank you.
If I were to leave
this person anonymous, they would be an unsung hero, but I'll give her a shout out. Thank you so much, Emma. That was very helpful. Unsung hero. You're a sung hero today. Yeah, so definitely stay tuned for the Grammys. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, did we check when it was?
Oh. feel like it's
like December. Still checking.
February 2nd.
Oh, it's in so long.
The next semester. We might have a different time at that point, so you guys really have to, you know, keep up to date with us.
Yeah, definitely.
If you want to hear our Grammy show, you're going to, it might be.
We'll make sure to let all the fans know.
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, if anyone's on Tufts campus today, friendly reminder, today is a Monday schedule, not a Tuesday schedule.
Thank you, Jane.
That's
the real PSA.
That's another PSA of the day.
All right, should we let them listen a little bit?
Yeah.
And then we'll be back with some of our, and we'll go through our normal segments.
Oh, shoot, we have so much to get through.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go through our normal segments.
But listen to this and see if you can guess what the theme is, because this is a good example of it.
Yeah.
sweet child of mine is still going.
But
we have
in the last
15
minutes, we got
to
cover.
What's up, Tommy?
Okay, actually, I can start.
Go for it.
This is one that Zoe and I shared, actually.
Oh.
So last night, we wanted a little pick-me-up and to leave the house. So we went for ice cream cones. And
yeah.
We went to a local Medford favorite, aka CB Scoops, if anyone is familiar.
I hope people are.
Yeah, it's literally 5 minutes away from Tufts. Really good, but honestly kind of underrated, so I honestly hope...
It's so good.
Hope it doesn't blow up after the show.
Yeah, it might.
Keep it underground.
We have that power.
And we went also
Well, what
with,
did you get?
Yeah, we went also with Nina.
Oh,
Nina,
yeah.
Started off, Nina got cookies and cream and a waffle cone. I got pumpkin cookies and cream, which... It was one of their seasonal specials, and you can like actually taste like the little like swirls of pumpkin, which is pretty good, in a sugar cone. And Zoe got like black raspberry in a waffle cone.
Yeah.
And,
well, no.
No?
What was it? It was
it
like...
was, like, strawberry?
It was like cherry?
Yeah, it was like cherry with like
dark
chocolate.
I thought it was black raspberry, and I was like, oh, like I was so... Here's the thing. I was so in the mood for black... Like Loki... I suggested CB
Scoops
because, wait, we just got a message that someone can't hear anymore. Just make sure that everyone can still hear. Everything's
yeah.
still good?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, it was on their end. We're good.
Showstopper.
Okay. And I was just, because I know they have such a good black raspberry. Have you ever had their black raspberry?
No.
It's so good.
Black raspberries, it's usually not my go-to flavor.
It's never my go-to. But I was really in the mood last night, and I was like, guys, like, CB Scoops, like, let's do it. So then I saw a different flavor. It was Maine Black Bear. And I was like, oh, it's got to be, like, black raspberry. So yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, let me go for that. And the lady told me it was black raspberry based. And it was not. It was
well,
like pink.
I hope she's not listening right now because she also told me we were out of pumpkin Oreo.
Yeah, she was did not know what was going on a little bit. But
well,
it's okay.
Zoe.
But I ended up liking
it. You warmed up to it.
It was just like I was really craving black raspberry and I never do that. So,
aww.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity. Well, but it's still such a good place.
Yeah.
Everyone. And they also have a hot dog special.
They sure do.
You can get like two hot dogs and a scoop of ice cream or something.
For like
$10.
Yeah. No, like less, I think.
Like eight, maybe.
CB Scoops. I think it's only on Wednesdays too. yeah, so that was my what's up tummy.
Why did you go for the sugar cone, not the waffle cone?
I prefer sugar cones, actually.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like the shape of it. Like, I like it. I like how the ice cream kind of spills out. Like, I feel like the waffle cone, like, engulfs the ice cream.
I also was like, usually I wouldn't get a cone.
Yeah.
But when you want a cone and you get a cone, it's so special.
It's so special.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And then at first when Zoe didn't like her cone, Nina suggested that Zoe dropped it on the ground so she could get a new one, which was quite naughty.
Naughty Nina. Yeah. But it was great. Do you have anything from Ohio?
Oh, I got really good food in Ohio, actually. Let's see. We went to this place called Drunch.
Ooh.
Like D-R-U-N-C-H, drinking, or drinks and brunch, I guess.
Nice.
And I got, like, frittata, which is pretty good, but I feel like the more exciting What's Up Tummy would be that my friend Dara, good morning, Dara, got breakfast nachos. So it's, like, a nacho bowl, but it had, like, scrambled eggs and, like, chopped up sausage and,
wow.
like, all the nacho toppings.
Wait, that's really fun.
I know, it's like a breakfast bowl, but you ate it with chips. So pretty
Sounds
creative.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was nice. How about you?
My what's up tummy would be that... Okay, what did I have this weekend? Wow, my mind has gone blank. I do want to say, I think this was before I've chatted with y'all, because it's been a while, but I went to this new ramen place.
Which one?
You were there.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called?
Like,
I'll figure it out and post it on the Instagram. But it was so good.
So
and it was
good.
Like one of those places where it's not like you go up and order and then sit at a table. And so it's like pretty chill, but it was so good. We all got the spicy miso.
Mhm.
And it was so good. And then yeah, what did I do this weekend? I'm trying to think. I feel like I had a really good meal, but I can't seem to remember it. Well, I made a yummy chicken bowl last night. It took me a really long time.
It looked really good.
It was really good.
Yeah.
It was like kind of Mexican, but not really.
It was like chicken, black beans.
Chicken, black beans, like orzo pilaf from Trader Joe's. It was really good. And sweet potatoes.
Yum.
And yeah, it was great. So, that was a success.
Yeah. A lot of our housemates have still been on the HelloFresh wave. And honestly, those recipes smell really good all the time. So, go HelloFresh.
Go HelloFresh. Yeah, so that was
What's Up, Tummy?
And guys, we can always shout out places. So, if you ever have, like, a What's Up, Tummy, you can call in. You can... let us know on the Instagram, anything, and we'd love to shout out any restaurants that
we love to support.
We love to support, even if it's not Medford or Somerville local. Like,
yeah, and no one is paying us to do this.
Yeah,
it's
out of the goodness of our hearts.
Exactly. Yeah. Anyone think they know the theme? Anyone?
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 Anyone know the theme? We still got two more songs after this.
What are we listening to right now?
So this is Jason Mraz, I'm Yours, live.
I love this song.
It's
actually crazy that we only have, like, what, 4 more weeks of classes?
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to sign up for classes this week for next semester.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, wait, no. Let's do What's Up? What's up? Tell me, anything new?
Sure. Well, usually I talk about my Ancient Egypt class, but today maybe I'll talk about my stereotyping class quickly.
Yeah.
We read a study last week that explained, it was about like being a bystander and standing up for people if you think that like they're being prejudiced or discriminated against. Or not prejudice, but if they're being discriminated against, so they're like the target. And it was saying how people who have, you know, maybe a lower status in society, namely women, people tend to view them more negatively if they call someone out for being prejudiced rather than like if a white man does it.
Wow.
Because there's like this whole belief of like a just society where like everyone kind of gets what they deserve based on like how hard they work and things like that, like a little meritocracy type of thing. And so when people who are like already kind of looked down upon try to like call other people out for being prejudiced and like kind of denying the fair system that we live in, then it's like more negatively looked upon, which is interesting, and it proves why people who it just further proves why white acknowledging your privilege is so important, and standing up for people who don't have that privilege is important, because not only do you have probably more power in what you say, but also it's less, you'll get less of a, people have less of a negative perception of you if you do it than if somebody else does it. So
true.
If you have that privilege, you should really take advantage of it and stand up for people who don't.
And this is another PSA.
Another PSA.
Wow. What's up? What's up?
What's up? What's up? Okay.
Interesting one.
What about you, Jane?
So as some of our fans know, I work in video games, and I spent the most of last week working on, if anyone wants to download, it's called Game of Thrones Conquest, and we're doing a Black Friday sale. So.
Oh, nice.
And I'm allowed to say this because this is all public information, but we're doing a Black Friday sale, and I was researching and testing the psychology of, like, different reward programs. So I'll use, like, Starbucks as an example because that's more relatable. But basically, we're having, like, this gold event. So think of it like a rewards program, that the more Starbucks you buy, you get these, like, stars. Mm-hmm. And the increments from, like, 5 stars gets you one thing, 100 stars gets you a reward. And you need, so the requirements are called, like, say, like, the number of stars you need, like, 5 stars, 100 stars, 150 stars, whatever. And the monetary increments between those gets more and more each time. So, like, to get from 5 stars to, like, 150 stars, it's not even every 5-star uh-huh. interval. It goes more and more. However, in order to earn more rewards, you need to spend more. But the rewards each time are better value, so it encourages the user or the player to buy more every time you go. So, like, a 5 stars can get you what? Like, a tiny cake pop, for example. I don't actually know from Starbucks. But, like, 150 stars can maybe get you, like, a full breakfast sandwich. Mm. So it's, like, balancing. And there's a whole, like, model, like, a math model that you can use to see how much the return on spending is to, like, make it good enough so that players will be like, ooh, I really want to earn this reward, but not too high that it's too easy for them to, like, advance through all the different requirements.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and it was pretty fun. So if anyone wants to earn rewards for Thanksgiving.
So did you implement it?
So yeah, so in the game, it's a gold version. So it's like a gold event. So the more you buy, the more gold you get back. And the more gold you get back, the more rewards you can mm-hmm. have. So, like, same thing as
so
that.
So smart.
Which is, yeah, kind of similar. So that's the what's up, what's up.
What's up, what's up. And with only 3 minutes left.
Should we just reveal the theme?
Yeah. And then we'll, like, yeah. So the theme was
live recordings.
Or live concerts.
Live
like
concert
that.
Versions. How thematic for Zoe's live Taylor Swift concert upcoming.
Live concert weekend.
Yeah. So thank you to everyone who sent in answers, if mm-hmm. anyone knew what it was. It's kind of a hard theme because it wasn't really about the songs this week. However, still there. Oh, important reminder. Well, actually, not that important because we'll still be here next week. However, the following week, the 26th. Oh, wait. Actually, that's not Thanksgiving.
Wait. We won't be here next week?
No, we will be here next week.
Yeah.
We will. Don't worry, everyone. We'll be here. And then it's...
Oh, yeah. And then we're here... No, we're not here the 26th.
Yeah.
So we have one more week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So next week, we'll be sharing Thanksgiving plans.
Yeah.
And Thanksgiving... Well, we'll just tell you in advance. The theme is giving thanks. So make sure to come back this time next week. This is Jane and Zoe, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you so much, and we hope you have a fantastic Tuesday, November 12th.
See you later, Medford.
You know, you guys have a lot of amazing bands from this part of the world. Did you know that?
Atmosphere, the jobs of Jupiter in his head. Box.
talks like rain reminds me that there's time to change. But since his return from his stay on the moon, he listens like spring and he talks like June. Well, tell me, did you sail across the sun? Did you make it to the Milky Way to see the lights are fading, that heaven is overrated? Tell me, did you fall for a shooting star, one without a permanent scar? And did you miss me while you were looking for yourself out there?